You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We bring you none of the hot take BS. We bring you bets. We bring you sports.
I don't care about bragging rights.
It just introduces more volatility into the equation.
I don't care about victory laps.
Stop it. Please stop it. Throw the football into the floor.
The BetQL Network presents your favorite handicapper's favorite handicapper, Ken Barkley.
If I have an opinion, I'm just going to go put money on that thing happening.
And your host, Nick Kostos.
Every single play of every single game impacts you in some way, shape, or form.
It's You Better You Bet, presented by BetMGM.
The magnificent Monday edition of You Better You Bet rolls on. Nick Kostos, Ken Barkley, and you here with us on the BetQL Network. 20 minutes from now, the whale capper Drew Dinsick stops by from NBC Sports to talk the NBA playoffs and the NFL draft. Next hour on the show, Ken and I will give you all our bets for tonight. Excited to talk about the Cavaliers and the Magic, Game 2 in Cleveland. The Sixers and my Knicks, Game 2 from the Garden. And the Lakers and the Nuggets, Game 2 in Denver, where the Lakers have gotten bet over the last little bit. Okay, great. I'll take a better price on Denver to cover the spread tonight. Please and thank you very much. Bets for the National Hockey League as well. A couple Game 1s tonight and a Game 2 also. And we will continue to roll through the NBA and the hockey postseason as we move along. But as promised, we'll start the hour talking the NFL draft. Closed hour 2 saying, you know, maybe this is going to get nuts. Consensus says this is going to happen, but it's not really based on anything. There's no hard information out there. I think like we would know if that were the case. And I ended the hour saying like Daniels has gotten bet a little bit more to be the second overall pick, but it feels like that's more based on what reporters are saying and not like anyone actually has like the answers to the test. So, Ken, I thought you did a great job telling a couple stories. Last segment, like, okay, here's what happened last year with Will Levis. Here's what happened last year with C.J. Stroud. Just things to think about as we get set to bet the NFL draft, round one on Thursday. Now let's kind of, like, apply some of these things here, bets that we might want to make here, and start with the second overall pick. Kind of, do you agree with my thesis? And it's okay if not, and you don't have to agree with it, right? That this is going to get nuts, and Adam Peters is not telling anyone what he wants to do, but we think they're going to take a quarterback. Like, why can't it be J.J. McCarthy? So this is not me saying, like, run and bet everything on J.J. McCarthy. Just like, if you were going to bet into this market, like, wouldn't McCarthy be the best guy because he's the longest price? Curious what you think about betting the second overall pick.
Yeah, I think because I have a couple people that do some other betting like for me, and they'll ask me because they knew that we did so well on those two drafts. They'll be like, you got anything like this week? Like you got like any tips, any info you want to pass along? And my response this morning to both of them was the same, which was I don't have any information. I don't expect to have any information. If I do, it'll be like the day of, and I don't think it'll be something you can bet really confidently. It's just the way last year went. That's how last year went. Much different than the previous 2 years. And you know, maybe for other people it was different. Maybe they got great info. I didn't. But I said, look, so if you're looking for an approach to bet the draft without information, I mean, obviously, like, if the goal is just to make money and you don't have the goods, my advice is going to be don't bet the NFL draft. But that's not really what this conversation is. Everybody wants to bet the NFL draft because it's fun. So that's not, like, that's, like, I'll say that first, but, like, that doesn't apply to most people that are listening to this or thinking about betting. You want to bet the NFL draft because you have an idea about what might happen or it's fun or it's just whatever. You like betting. And so what I told these two people was just like, look, I don't have any info, but the approach that I would take, at least, like, just, like, today or tomorrow to start is I would take a contrarian approach because I would view this, all of this, as like a really big guess. And maybe it's a little bit of an educated guess. Like, I mean, you know, if it was all a guess, then like Michael Penix could go second or something. But like there, we know a few things about how the players are ordered, and we could feel a little confident in how some of the stuff is going to go. Just even like really, like just that, okay, well, like May and McCarthy are probably getting drafted before Penix. Something like a statement like that. Like we know a few things, and we know
Caleb's
going to
go first.
Caleb's going to go first. You know, like three wide receivers are pretty likely to go at least in the first 12 to 15 picks. Like you can be really
the Giants
macro
will screw
and,
up. Right? There are some things we know.
Yes. Win four games next year, pick even higher than they did this year.
With a new GM and coach.
A few things. Yeah, that's true. That would happen, and that's almost certainly that would happen in that situation. So they said, like, well, what do you mean contrarian? And I go, well, just if you see a big price in the market right now that's not Caleb Williams, I would at a minimum view it skeptically, which doesn't mean you have to bet, but I would view it skeptically, and I would just say, like, all right, how much of an assumption is being made here, and is this something that I want to challenge? Because I don't think this is a confident betting market, a confident opinion that's like kind of being offered here. You know, a bet is created. I say this all the time. A bet is created when the market thinks something and you think something different. Here, that's going to be probability. Not that you think it can't be the player who's the big favorite, but you think like, well, it's maybe two or three players and it's going to be one of them. And the guy who's the favorite is one of the two or three, but there are two other players that it could be as well. And the example I would say last year, and I promise we'll start spinning it forward. Just like, I think Jalen Carter and the fifth overall pick is a really good example of this from last year, where again, like there's a difference between nothing, 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 Stroud's 50,000, it's an hour before the draft. There's a difference between that and like Sunday before the draft, Monday before the draft. Oh, like a lot of links between Jalen Carter and Seattle with the fifth overall pick. His draft position was 5.5. The under on it was -300 a year ago today. And like this, like that's the one that stands out to me is like, we all kind of thought something, but there was never like, well, I got it. Like you got it from somebody like it's Carter. Like, no, it was kind of just like, yeah, everybody kind of thinks that and it makes sense. Be where it makes sense. That's like a really terrible thing. And so like, well, it kind of makes sense that they would take him, and they didn't. They took Witherspoon instead, and everybody lost that bet, all those unders and all that, like, you know, the draft CLV and all that stuff. So that was one where like an assumption was made, got bet out, and it was like, actually, just no. Just that's not what it was. So kind of like if you were trying to figure out, is there something like that happening now? And again, like Carter could have gone fifth, but just where there's like an assumption being made without maybe rock solid information. I think Adam hit on it, and I was glad that he did. And it's got to be like Titans to take an offensive lineman, and you know, like, and who that would be, Joe Alt or somebody else, with what, the seventh overall pick. And I actually have the MGM stuff up right here. So Alt, this is Jalen Carter 2.0, just in terms of how the market looks, not in terms of what the result necessarily has to be, where there's like a big assumption on the Monday of the draft about something that's not like one or two, something that's like pretty far down that needs some dominoes to fall to get to the pick, and where we don't actually really know anything. So it's not like Ken knows who the seventh pick is or that it's not Joe Alt. Just like, that's a pretty big assumption that he's like 60% to be the seventh pick when we don't know who 2, 3, 4, 5, and 6 are, even that the Titans have him rated first as the lineman they would want to take. A lot of assumptions into that -175. That would be an example of something maybe that you could challenge.
That this stuff is kind of fun to talk about. Like, talking about the draft is fun, but it's like a betting event. Kind of sucks now. I liked it a lot more when, like, I had the answers to the test, like, 2 days before the test was passed out. Like, that was more fun than this.
Or even an hour like, before. It's Trey Lance. It is.
That was really great.
Like, short of, here's a photo of the envelope. It's Trey Lance. Right, yeah.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
That was great. And it's like when I was a sophomore in college and members of the football team at school like stole the accounting final and I had it and I was able to get 100 on the test. That was really great. Also, that didn't happen. That didn't happen. Yes. But like, I like having the answers. I like having the answers to the test before the test is given. And right now, like I don't have answers. And if no one has answers, then a lot of the stuff is probably wrong. You bet with Nick and Ken talking the NFL draft. And I'll give you an offshoot of what you just talked about with Joe Alt. And Eric Eager, last hour with us, goes, there are teams that like Fashanu more than they like Joe Alt. Also mentioned that teams might like Neighbors more than Marvin Harrison, something that we reported on the show like 2 months ago might be the case. Now, maybe it's not Arizona, but there are teams that prefer Malik Neighbors to Marvin Harrison. So, if there are teams that like Fashanu better than Alt, and I was DMing on Twitter today with a bunch of people, not that they have the answers, no one has the answers right now that I'm aware of at least, but people that are smart, as when it concerns betting the NFL draft, that think like J.C. Latham from Alabama, it's like just as likely to go to the Chargers as another offensive lineman because of his versatility, can play on the right side. Remember, the Chargers have Rashawn Slater already that plays on the left. They need help basically everywhere on the offensive line. Again, this is not me saying that the Chargers are going to take Latham. They could take Alt. They could trade out. They could take Neighbors. They could do a lot of different things. Alt, control, delete, is a huge favorite to be the first offensive lineman selected. I think at BetMGM before the show, Ken, he was like minus 600, minus 700,
He's minus 650 right now. He's minus 6.
Okay. Okay. Maybe he's the first offensive lineman taken. Or maybe he's not. Or maybe he's not. What's that based off of? Like mock drafts? I'm not even denigrating mock drafts. It's a great content device, right? Like, what's it based off of? Yeah. What's it based off of? I feel like maybe everything's just going to be really chalky, Ken. It feels like, and like this will develop into actual bets over the course of the next couple days, but I feel like there's going to be an opportunity to take some shots at big prices. Not that they're definitely going to win, but everyone thinks things like Alt is being priced like it's close to a certainty that he's going to be the pick, and I don't think it's based on anything. It's based on like mock drafts and reports.
Yeah.
Put that in your pipe and smoke it. See where it gets you.
Well, it could just be chalky. I mean, like, can you remember a draft where, like, everything everybody thought Monday was true? I can't. And that was when we were getting really good info, and it still wasn't the case. Like, I mean, I'm trying to remember a bunch of other historical examples. I mean, what was the draft where, J.C. Horn, like, slipped into the top 10? And, like, there was, like, the corners at, like, 7, 8, 9, 10. That was a thing.
Horn went 8, and Sertan went a little later. And, like, everyone thought Sertan was going to be the first cornerback off the board, and Horn was the first corner to Carolina.
Right. I mean, we could do this forever. And this was even when I feel like the info was leaking like a faucet, at least to us. And you still had stuff where it was like, well, okay, and I'm talking about like how it looks Monday versus how it's actually going to look Thursday. How it looks Thursday morning is going to look a little more like what it's going to look like Thursday. It's going to get a little more efficient, you would think, as we get closer and more stuff starts coming out. Even stuff that's like public, where it's just like, hey, this is more likely to happen. So why don't we do this? Like, I have all the pick markets up here from MGM. All right, like, what is the wackiest price that interests you in each pick 2 to 10. I have them all up right here. So like, all right, so the second overall pick, Jaden Daniels, and we, I mean, honestly, like this is actually an exercise where you should go first probably. So in the second overall pick, Daniels is -375. May is 3. McCarthy is 12. And I'm going to read the crazy ones for a bunch of these, and you can just be like, no. Harrison's 100. Caleb's 100. That's not going to happen. And Penix is 150. That's not going to happen. But, like, Harrison's 100. Like, your answer could be 100 Marvin Harrison.
I don't know. Michael Penix is the best-kept secret in the draft. Maybe he's going first. He's 36 years old with 9 season-ending injuries. But, yeah, he's the best-kept secret in the draft.
Best-kept secret. Oh, well, how'd he do last year? Was he off the radar? Yeah, he played in the national title game.
Yeah, and missed every important throw in the game. Best kept secret. He also did draft.
I appreciated that. I really, really appreciated that as someone who won a truckload of money on Michigan. That was great. We who had McCarthy. So Daniels -375. So I think the exercise JJ, here is going to be like
easy.
In all of these, you can't take the favorite. You have to bet someone else, and it has to be based on price. So even if you think May is the second most likely guy to go to, you might want to take McCarthy because it's 12. So it's basically between May 3, McCarthy 12. You would take McCarthy because like. You're the Washington no one knows anything theory, basically. Something
right?
Like that.
But like, do you agree with that?
Do you think? I think so. Let me ask you a football question. The reason why everybody linked Daniels and May with Washington was because of Kingsbury, right? And wasn't the whole thing that like McCarthy doesn't make any sense there? Wasn't that what like people said? So like, is anything I just said true? And does that apply here?
Well, I think that's like really flimsy. That's my opinion. Right? It's yeah. They hired Cliff Kingsbury, so Jaden Daniels, like, has to be the pick because he's going to run, like, this specific offense. I think McCarthy's the most interesting at the price. If we think it's true, but then, like, how much better of an athlete, and I'm asking, like, you watch more college football than me, as part of my, like, I would like to not get divorced, is Drake May, like, that much of a better athlete than J.J. McCarthy? Like, is that a thing that's true?
I mean, just, like, you never... Well, McCarthy played with an injury for a bunch of the season, and, like, they didn't ask him to do a bunch of the stuff that May did, so, like, and the system's different. So, I'm, like, not qualified to give that answer, like, the, like, combine answer, almost. I'm sure people are yelling, yes, May's more athletic at their screen right now. I don't know the answer. It's May or McCarthy. I have to answer McCarthy just based on what we have right now, just because of the price, which is the whole exercise. I think we should do this for every pick after we have Whale on, and I have 3 through 10. And it's if you
give
don't
me,
like
give
the
me
favorite,
three here.
May's -190, so you can't bet him. And it doesn't matter who went the first two. Like we don't have this is not a mock draft. It's always an evolving discussion. Daniels +250, McCarthy +350, Harrison 25. Bo Nix 150 for some reason, which I don't really fully understand. I can give you like Alt Bowers Neighbors is in here at 150. So May -190, can't pick him. Daniels 250, McCarthy 350. If you want to get really crazy, Marvin Harrison's 25.
Isn't it just like McCarthy for all of these? Because he's the longest price at all.
Why can't it
spots?
Be Harrison? Why can't somebody trade with the Patriots? Because the offer is going to be asking price is going to be too great to go up and get a receiver.
They could. My thought is that the teams that want a quarterback, like, well, that will always outweigh. Like, if you're the Patriots and you want to trade out, like, you're going to get more for a quarterback. Now, maybe no one wants to come up and get a quarterback, and if they're dead set right. on trading down, maybe that's what ends up happening. More unlikely.
What if people don't like McCarthy as much as we think, too? So then it's like you trade up for one guy, that's it?
But it could be, like, May or Daniels on the board.
Well, it has to
doesn't
be.
Have to be McCarthy.
Yeah.
All right. Coming up next, we'll talk NFL draft and the NBA playoffs with Drew Dinsick, the Whale Capper from NBC Sports.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet, presented by BetMGM on the BetQL Network.